The Rescue Worker, a lifelong transformational journey of Jesus' apprentices, learning to love, serve, and be like the Master. Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke with Dr. Douglas Pereira.
Welcome to The Rescue Worker. I'm glad that you have joined us for our journey together of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. We are on our fifth week, and this week we are studying chapter 3 of the Gospel of Luke. Our goal is to be transformed by the Word of God, transformed by the example of Jesus Christ, to be in alignment with God's kingdom's value and principles. As you know, we have a model for Jesus' apprentices. We have a model for those that claim themselves as followers of Christ, as disciples of Jesus. And the model is the following. You must love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, and with all your mind. And you must love your neighbor as yourself. That is the way that Jesus' apprentices, they want to live. Loving God, loving our neighbor, and loving ourselves. And I pray that we will put ourselves in such position so we can be transformed by God. Because being an apprentice of Jesus is to become like Jesus. And to become like Jesus, we need to love God, love our neighbor, and love ourselves. Well, throughout this week, the fifth week of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke, our memory verse, it comes from Luke 3 verse 6. And then all people will see the salvation sent from God. Repeat after me. And then all people will see the salvation sent from God. The Bible is clear. Everyone will come to know and see Jesus, but not everyone will accept him. So I think the message of today, verse 7, 8, and 9 of chapter 3, talks about of accepting the kingdom, accepting Jesus, being real with Jesus. And I pray that will be a reality for you. For you that is watching, listening this program, this journey of experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke. For that, we need to empty ourselves so God can fill us up with the Holy Spirit. Because it is the Holy Spirit that makes the transformation that is necessary to take place for those that are following Jesus Christ, for those that are dying for themselves and let Christ live in them. Only through the Holy Spirit we'll be able to love like Jesus loved, serve like Jesus served, and be like Him. And for that, we need to come into God's presence, not full of ourselves, but empty of ourselves, so God can fill us up with the Holy Spirit. And the Bible promises us that if we come before Him, so let us come boldly to the throne of our gracious God. There we'll receive His mercy and we'll find grace to help us when needed the most. So what we see here is God inviting us to bless us. However, if we're filled up of ourselves, if we don't have space for the Holy Spirit in our lives, we may not receive the plenitude, the abundance of God's promises of mercy and grace. So, to prepare yourself, to empty yourself, so God can give you the Holy Spirit and His plenitude, I want to give you 1 minute for you to prepare yourself, to put aside anything that can be a stumbling block for you to have an encounter with Jesus, to put aside anything that can be problematic for you to receive the Holy Spirit. I'm giving 1 minute for you to empty yourself so God can give you the plenitude of the Holy Spirit. After this 1 minute, we'll come back, have our short prayer, and then we'll study those three verses today. Verse 7, 8, and 9 of Luke chapter 3. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you, emptied by of ourselves. We come before you to have an encounter with you and build and be filled up by you, by the Holy Spirit. Lord, makes the transformation that is necessary in our lives. Give us ears to hear your voice. Help us to see where you're working in our lives so we can join hands in the work that you're doing. Forgive our sins and be with us, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So take your Bible. Maybe your tablet, computer, or cell phone. And let's turn to Luke chapter 3, verse 7 to 9. If you remember, yesterday we studied about the introduction of John's ministry. The people that were in power at the time, some of the circumstances, how John's ministry is a fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy, specific Isaiah 40. And now here we see the first words of John. We have heard a lot about John, right? In chapter 1, now in chapter 3. But today is the first time that we will hear his voice. And what I can tell you is, his message is a strong message. It's not an easy message. And the question is not easy because it's difficult to understand, or he used some construction that is so elaborate, that is complicated to grasp the ideas. That's not the problem with the message. I think the message is not easy because it's not easy sometimes to hear what we don't want to hear. You know, when a friend comes to you and he's trying to be kind and points out a few things that maybe you're not paying attention in your words or deeds, right? He say, hey, buddy, pay attention here. You're missing the point. And it's not easy when someone points out our fault. And usually our first reaction is to try to shoot the messenger, right? And before we start reading, I want to ask you to let the walls of guard down so you can see what John is saying. Because if for some reason the Holy Spirit touched Luke to put this message here and put this message for everyone to be aware, it is because it is important. And if it is important, we need to lay down our protection walls, empty ourselves, don't get offended, and hear the message. And I pray to respond positively to the message. So Luke 3, verse 7. When the crowds came to John for baptism, let's stop here. John is in the wilderness. He's 25 kilometers, 30 kilometers from Jerusalem. It's a journey of one day. People will not just come out to check him out, right? If they would come, okay, I need to be baptized. So we see people come, a multitude of people, crowds, right? And we see this movement in the Gospel of Luke, individuals, groups, crowds, multitude, right? It is a movement. And here we see a large group of people come to the desert. For what? For baptism. And we study today that this baptism was a ceremony for Gentiles come into Judaism. It's not for Jewish people, right? They were part of the covenant already, so they don't need to go through the baptism. But what John is preaching here is a message for the people of Israel, that they need to convert and become son of Abraham, to accept the seed of Abraham that will be Jesus Christ. So the first point that I want to make here is that the message of John is not for those outside of Israel, it's for inside. If we had to paraphrase, the message of John was not for those that didn't attend the church, it's for those that attend the church. The message of John is for the leaders of Israel. And remember, in Jericho, we are talking about 3 or 4 kilometers from the place that we believe that John was baptizing and preaching. In Jericho, we had at the time of Jesus more than 20,000 religious people, Levites, priests, and many Pharisees and all that, right? So John is preaching a message of repentance close to a city where the spiritual leaders lived. It's like he's targeting that city. Right? So a lot of people are coming for that experience of baptism. Okay, let's get baptized. If that what the prophet is saying, that we need to go through this baptism, right? Even though we are circumcised, even though we are part of Abraham's seed. Well, if that's necessary, let's do it. And John calls that out. Pay attention. You brood of snakes. Whoa, wait here. No. We are not a brood of snakes. We're not snakes. We are sons of Abraham. What are you talking about here? I know it is not easy to hear. And I have been called many names in my ministry, in my life. But what John is trying to give them is a clear portrait of their situation. Yeah, you may be part of the people of the covenant, but your life is not in alignment with that covenant. Your life does not reflect the principles of the kingdom of God. Your life reflects the kingdom of the darkness, of the snake. You see, all the message of John has its roots in the Hebrew Bible, right? the snake of the garden. Isaiah and the prophets talk about the snake. We'll see the snake very clear in Revelation, the dragon, the devil. Yeah, you may be part of the people of the covenant, but the way you behave, the way you feel, the way you live your life is more in alignment with the snake. And then he gives another image, right? He says, who warned you to flee the coming wrath? It's like the snake is trying to flee the fire. So John is asking, what brought you here? Why you want to be baptized? John comes to fulfill the promises of Isaiah. So we need to keep an eye on Isaiah and John. And some of the language, some of the message of John comes from Isaiah. In Isaiah 1, chapter 1, verse 10 to 17, we have a clear message against leaders, religious leaders, and religious people that they are doing ceremonials and rituals, religious rituals, spiritual rituals, sacrifices, but they are empty of meaning. They are doing just because they need to do. They are not understanding the value and the meaning of what they are going through. So, like, yeah, we attend the church, we return tithe, we keep a Sabbath or Sunday or Friday. Yeah, we do this checklist so we are good. Even though there is no meaning real there, day after day, they still the same. Well, but I did what was requested, so I'm good. And John is saying, hey, if you come here with that emptiness, right? If you don't understand what's going on here through this baptism, this conversion that is alignment with God and His kingdom, His principles, you don't grasp. Like, you're missing the boat. So John is calling people to call them to a decision to be real and not playing as people of Israel, not playing the sons and daughters of the covenant, not playing to be Christians and not being Christians. And what is sad today that Christians, they go day after day, week after week with religious practice of attending church, returning tithe, and doing this and doing that, even helping the poor. But their life, their inner soul, does not reflect God and His kingdom. You see, we can put a show. We can put a nice t-shirt, a suit, hold the Bible, talk about Jesus. But this appearance may not reflect the inner soul, the inner thoughts or feelings. And God is more interesting not on your presentation, on the show that you're putting forth. God is more interesting in your heart, your feelings, what you really are behind all this makeup. And John is calling out that people that lived by the makeup. And he's saying, hey, if you're doing like that, you're not living like the King of God. You're like living the King of the darkness, of faking experience. John was calling for a true experience with God. And he continues here. Prove by the way you live that you have repented of your sins and turned to God. You see, salvation comes from Christ. But through repentance will produce fruits. Because repentance is not to say, hey, I accept Jesus, that's it, I'm saved. see you in eternity. No. Repentance is saying, I will not live by the principles of the world. I will not live by the principles of the snake. I will not live by my own ego and my own feelings. Repentance is saying, I turn that back to live according to the principles of God. I want to be aligned with the heart of God. I want to be aligned with the thoughts of God. I want to be aligned with the feelings of God. I want to be aligned with Jesus Christ. And as you align yourself with God, that will produce fruit, the fruit of the Spirit. And what I can tell you, yeah, you can play behavior for some time, but you cannot play behavior all the time. And the masks will fall. I'm not preaching here or sharing the message say you need to be perfect. What I'm calling you and I'm calling myself is for a true surrender. Repentance means aligning myself with God. Aligning myself with God's kingdom, aligning myself with God's principles, aligning myself with God's thoughts and feelings, is dying for myself and following the way of Christ. Being a Christian is not about attending a church. It's not about being affiliated to a denomination. Being a Christian is not about going with our daily lives the way we want. Being a Christian means being an apprentice of Jesus. Living the life of Jesus today is questioning how Jesus would behave here. What kind of feelings Jesus would have here. How Jesus would deal with people here. It's not about your way. It's about Jesus' ways. God's way. And that's so crucial. So John is saying, if you're coming here for going through this baptism just for a show, because everybody's doing, and hey, forget about, wake up. And he continues his message saying, don't just say to each other, we are saved, for we are descendants of Abraham. Hey, we are in the right people, right covenant, we do the right practice. You see, it is not about having the right information. It's not about having the right last name. It's not about having the right behavior. It's more than that. It is not just attending a worship service. It is not just tithing. It is not just doing good. It is not just keeping a day. You see, it is about surrender to God, being aligned with God. It is about living the life of Jesus, being an apprentice of Jesus. And John says, don't trust that. Don't trust these things. We are saved, for we are descendants of Abraham. That means nothing. For I tell you, God can create children of Abraham from these very stones. In the desert, there are stones. Say, hey, they can be children of Abraham. And that means nothing. True conversion goes beyond the external activities. Conversion goes a transformation. And that's the reason we are in this community of the rescue worker. We are asking God to rescue us. And we are asking God to help us to rescue others. The rescue worker. It's a lifelong transformational journey. It's transformational because what you are right now, what I am right now, does not reflect the full image and love of God. So we need to be transformed daily. And John says, even now, the axe of God's judgment is poised. ready to sever the roots of the trees. Yes, every tree that does not produce good fruit will be chopped down and thrown into fire. Here, John uses two images. The images of tree and the image of fire. Those two images, they are using or are coming from the Hebrew Bible, from Isaiah and Malachi as well. Those two images are used by Jesus as well, as these are used for some leaders of the Jewish people, the concept of them being a brood of snakes. You see, comes from the Hebrew Bible, is present and continue being used. And the main idea here is God is looking at you. And he really knows what is going on. God goes and sees beyond the exterior, the appearances. God sees inside. And if your inside is not in alignment with God, his kingdom, his values, his principles, the outcome would be destruction. God sees not like human being does. In the book of Samuel, we learn that when God is choosing David to be the next king, David's father bring all his brothers that they look better. They look like a king. And God says to Samuel, God doesn't see like human beings. God goes beyond the appearance. God goes beyond the show you put together. God goes beyond the facade. And God goes to the heart, to the soul. And it is your soul, your heart, aligned with God. If not, repent. Do you remember in Matthew 25 when Jesus says to the people on that judgment day, "Hey, I don't know you." And they will say, "But how you don't know us? We preach in your name. We did miracles in your name. We did great deeds in your name." He said, "But I don't know you." That was all about actions and exterior behavior. I'm looking for the heart. You know, the John's message is a tough message, but it's a loving message. It's a loving message of a God that wants to save everyone. God wants to save everyone. And God is calling people. God is waking up people and say, it is not time to play, to be a Christian, to be a follower of Christ. It is time to be real. Maybe after years and days of church life, you're just doing because that is what that people expect of a Christian do. And God is calling you and say, wake up, wake up. That kind of life will not lead you to anywhere. I want to save you. If you continue to live this life, the outcome of this life will not be good. So I want to spend it all eternity with you because I love you. So wake up and repent. And I don't know about you, but this message has wake me up. And I hope this message has shake you as well to a call of surrender. It's not for you to try harder, but it's for you to surrender, to position yourself so the Holy Spirit can transform you according to God's image. Are you willing to be awake by God? Are you listening to His voice? Are you ready to align yourself, to let go your wills and desires, your feelings and thoughts, and accept the feelings, thoughts, and life of Jesus Christ? Being a Christian is to be an apprentice of Jesus, learning how to live our lives as if Christ were living for us. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for the message of John. I know you left this message here thinking about Douglas. And I praise your name for that. But I know you had more people in mind. And if those that you had in mind to leave this message are listening to my voice at this moment, I pray that they will hear your voice, your call for them to surrender, to give their life completely to Jesus Christ. Forgive our sins, Lord, and be with us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Well, let's go for the questions for you to reflect and trying to meditate and maybe journal those questions. And here are the questions. What is happening in this passage? What stuck out to me? What can I learn about God and His kingdom? In what ways has Jesus loved and served? How should I love and serve according to Jesus' example? What specific steps can I take to apply these lessons in my life? How can I share these lessons with others today? Thank you so much for being with us today. If you wanted to share this message with someone, and I want to encourage you to invite people to be part of this community of Jesus apprentices, the community that's trying to learn how to love and serve and be like Jesus. If you want to share this message, we have an archive of all the messages that are available on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, podcast. We try to have many different ways so we can reach you and be available to you as much as we can. And all our media is available at our website, therescueworker.com, www.therescueworker.com. There you can see the links for all the archives or social media, and we have at least there our podcast and YouTube videos as well. May God bless you. And may God wake you up for the moment that we are living. A moment that is close to the second coming of Jesus. And we need to be followers of Jesus, apprentices of Jesus right now, living His life, not our lives. May God bless you. I hope to see you tomorrow.
Experiencing Jesus in the Gospel of Luke.